Okay, if you haven't got tears rolling down your cheeks still, having listened to Margaret, well, you're not human. We're going to take your calls very shortly, 1-300-736-736 on the open line, thanks to Werribee Kia, and I will read out a few of your speckle texts very shortly. Jump on the line. Quite a few speckle texts coming through. Just briefly, Sam Sturt's about to join me, round one NAB Rising Star from the Fremantle Dockers. I spoke to Margaret in person for the first time at the SEN launch function a few weeks ago. For those who don't know, Hutchie invites Margaret to function. She's part of our family. Hutchie has always said she's a massive part of what SEN is all about. And I got to meet her for the first time in person. She called me over at the function. I didn't know who she was in the background amongst the crowd. And she called me over about 3 weeks ago and said, and she introduced herself. She said she listens to my show. And she made my night that night. She is such a lovely, genuine, positive human being. And it's great to be alive when you have human beings like Margaret as part of your life. So, Margaret, thank you for joining me. The world's a better place because of people like you. Sam Sturt's been good enough to join me. Round one NAB Rising Star from the Fremantle Dockers. Sam, welcome to you. It's a strange segue, but going back to talking a little bit of footy and a little bit of the beauty of life from last weekend, which was that footy did get played and people like you got to play it for the first time. Congratulations.
Thanks, Dwayne. I appreciate it. It was a strange time, but yeah, it was good we got one round in before the break.
And you've been involved in sport for a long time. You, I think, were a cricketer going back. You went to Peninsula Grammar and cricket was what you were intending to play, I presume, as a kid, with footy as a bit of a sideline. How did you end up turning to footy, and the reward was there on the weekend for you for doing it?
Yeah, cricket was my main sport growing up, so I did every pre-season of cricket. And yeah, footy was sort of a second sport that I'd generally play with mates. But up until last year, I thought I'd pursue cricket, but footy ended up taking priority in my year 12 year and draft year. So yeah, just ended up falling into that really with Dan Yunong Stingrays, and then was lucky enough to get picked up by Freo.
And you were lucky enough to have your first game here in Melbourne. You had your family in the, you're one of the few people that were allowed to have some family there. You had your mum and your dad and your partner in the box watching you. It's different with a crowd, with no crowd, because I presume you knew where they were. You could see them.
Yeah, no, I could. I looked up and saw the Freo staff off the side of the rail and knew it was them. So yeah, it was great to have them, but yeah, very weird that there was no one else.
And did you look up and glance at the joy on their faces occasionally?
I saw them once. So as I was walking to the goal screen in the third quarter, I saw them and yeah, I sort of gave them a nod.
Did they inspire you? Because your performance was unbelievably good.
Thank you. Yeah, I guess they did. Dad's been at my games every game since I was a junior. So, yeah, it was great to have him there, and then the support of the rest of my family as well.
Talking to Sam Sturt, the round one NAB Rising Star from the Fremantle Dockers. You're head-to-head with the Bombers captain. You had the best player, in essence, and the leader of the Bombers on you, and yet you were able to beat him. Have you looked back? Have you realised how good a game it was?
Yeah, I actually watched it the other night, and yeah, it was a fairly good game, but still really disappointing that we didn't get over the line. But yeah, just had a few good moments and lucky to be in the right spots, and teammates took me the ball, which was good.
you won a 2-on-1 to almost win the game in that last quarter.
Yeah, it was nice. It was good. Looking back on it, it was a great moment and one that I'll never forget.
When you watched it back, did you have the sound down or did you have the sound up? Did we give you enough love in the commentary?
Oh, I definitely had the sound up. Yeah, there was a lot of love there, and I appreciate it.
And the general thoughts from mates and everybody watching, everybody, I presume, had this belief in you, and you seemed to have an enormous belief in yourself, even though it was only your first game.
Yeah, I had some great support going into the game, lots of messages, and yeah, Justin Mongmuir and all my teammates were really getting around me, and there was some great support there, and yeah, it gave me the belief to do what I did.
Before I let you go, there were times when you didn't make teams in your junior career? There were times when you got knocked back and you were told you weren't good enough.
Yeah, they were. Just, pushed through that and kept going and always believed in myself. So.
And it's paid off, obviously. And the distance, where are you now? Are you back in Melbourne now? How are you coping with this period?
Yeah, back in Melbourne. So just trying to get through this period as best as I can and do all the work that's required and hopefully get a competitive advantage. So, just trying to do everything I can and a little bit extra, so which will help me when we go back, I guess.
And you'll stay active or will you have a rest? What does a young guy like you do?
Yeah, no, we've definitely been told to stay active. So they've given us a program that we'll do on a Monday, Wednesday and Friday. We'll do running sessions and then just do gym sessions on the other days.
Yeah, great to have a chat to you. You were superb on the weekend and I think you are just round one now, Rising Star winner. So congratulations on your performance. And thanks for having a chat, Sam.
Thanks, Wayne. Really appreciate it.
Sam Sturt joining us. And Mac is recognising those in the healthcare system that are working tirelessly to look after each other at these times at the moment as well. I'll take your calls on Margaret and read out a few of your texts very shortly, but I just want to recognise what Maccas are doing as well. Maccas are shouting all healthcare workers a free small McCafe hot drink or medium soft drink until the 17th of May, so make sure you head to the drive-through and it's great support that they're showing. A little break, as I said, your calls, 1-300-736-736. In fact, let's go to Dan in Keilor East firstly. Welcome to you, Dan.
G'day, Dwayne. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, good. You meant to say the best to last, mate. Margaret was a ripper.
Oh, what you want. I'm still wiping the tears from my eyes.
I was thinking should I hang up or just call back later on? Nah, she was good, mate. No, I think that just from Jason's interview, I only caught the tail end of it, but, you know, I think that when he said, you know, sports are ingrained in America, being a Victorian specifically, it's even more ingrained in us. And you look back at all the things that have happened, you know, whether it be wars or the GFC or now this coronavirus or the depression, you know, I suppose it made me think, well, who's going to be our farlap? You know, we've had football taken away, we've had all our sports taken away, but at least in depression they followed a horse, you know? And we're sort of, yeah, we've got our families, but, you know, it's sport's been our automatic turn to have a distraction, you know? So I think that's a thing for mine that, you know, that we're all suffering with, because we don't have that distraction these days. So, yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, absolutely. Dan, thanks a lot for your call. Interesting that Jason Stark generated a couple of polar opposite responses on the speckle text. One saying, tears in my eyes, Duano, listening to Jason, especially at the end, talking about the national anthem and what sport means to all of us. And then another, that was from Steve, another coming from Terry in Meriden. Oh, golly, glass half full chaps have confirmed to each other that sport is so important. What piffle. You guys make very good livings out of sport. You both live in bubbles. Tear in your eye? Really? That was from Terry. So there's some polar opposite responses there to that chat with Jason Stark. Rob in Strathmore, welcome to you, Rob.
G'day, Dwayne. I just wanted to thank SEM for having Margaret on. I was crying, I'll admit it. Going through some tough times at the moment, with not knowing if I've got a job next week and stuff. But I'm gonna podcast that and play that to my two boys I've got. I think it's important because they don't have a grandmother or a grandfather anymore, and some of the stuff that she was saying that resonated with me when my mum was alive. So I think it's important for them to hear that sort of stuff. It was incredible.
Yeah, it was incredible, and I hope I'm going to read out some speckled texts shortly that have come through. Your call echoes a lot of the sentiment. I've got a grandmother in her 90s who's still alive. Now, she's got dementia and she can't hold a conversation. She doesn't know who I am now, but I still, when I could go and see her in South Australia, I would go and see her. I can't go and see her. I might not be able to see her ever again. And about 10 years ago, when I realised that she was getting a little bit of dementia, I sat down and with a tape recorder and I recorded some stuff that even my mother didn't want to hear, and that was my grandmother's upbringing through the war. She's German. She got through the war and the things that she had to go through, and I wanted to record it for my own benefit to play it to my kids. I wanted to hear what happened in Germany through the wartime. And I sat down here and recorded an hour conversation, and I'm so glad I did it now. Another call on Margaret. Muzza, welcome to you, Muzza.
Hello, Duane. For the last 70 days, I've been at home with a virus, and SEN has kept me amused immensely, and I don't care what anyone's text message says about bubbles and football. We need to accept what we have in our afflictions and life, and Margaret just topped it off beautifully. I've been with SEN about the same time she has, and I just take my hat off to her and everyone at SEN, and just thank you for keeping us in enthralled cheekiness and with news. It's wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks, Muzza. Back to your calls. 1-300-736-736. We'll touch base with Matty Keenan with a few more isolation diary updates from Matty, who is in isolation, the voice of cycling around the world. We'll also play a little bit of... we're going to have a chat to Alan Clayton, in fact, very shortly, to talk about the greyhound racing, which is still going. There is still greyhounds up and running. But take a quick break. Margaret's still on the agenda next. What a delight she is.